Hey, it's Big Joe for your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer, Absolute Comfort. Chris Wedekin is the owner, and he tells us why many homeowners are giving up their air conditioners for a high-efficiency heat pump.
By removing your air conditioner and replacing it with a heat pump, you are not only saving by getting a higher-efficiency air conditioner, the heat pump works in reverse and saves you money in the wintertime as well.
See if a heat pump is the right move for you by going to AbsoluteComfort.org. Absolute Comfort is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
It's time to hear from you. Kendall and Casey present Voicemails. Brought to you by QC Kinetics for non-surgical regenerative medicine treatments at 317-559-PAIN.
If you'd like to get involved, 317-684-8444. Hot takes, opinions, or as our boss would say, insight is better than opinions.
Absolutely.
If you've got those, we encourage you to call and contribute. So let's get to your voicemails with Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.
Can I just say something real quick before we start this?
Sure.
You mentioned the our boss, David Wood.
Yeah.
And my favorite thing about David, and it took me years to figure this out, is he is the most like level-headed person ever.
I know.
And that is, it's a double-edged sword, right? Because you could be having the greatest ratings and just be the best and gangbusters, and he will go, that is a pretty good performance today. Mm-hmm. And then you could also just ruin everything, and he will go, perhaps we need some more insight into why that is happening.
You don't celebrate the highs too much, and you don't get down with the lows
That's
too much.
That's why he's
either.
In upper management.
That's why he's a really, really good boss, too. Okay, so this first phone call is about the governor's race here in the great state of Indiana, and a task for you, Rob.
Hey, Rob. Scott the nurse again. I don't need you to pick a governor candidate or who to vote for, but could you please rank them, or you know, all of them that are running, so I can figure it out, because I'm getting conflicting information, and I don't know, you're the only expert I know who can filter through all the crap and so I can get a better handle on who I should or shouldn't. I already know who I don't want, but if you could do that, and if you've already done that, I apologize. I don't get to listen every day sometimes because of work, but do that for me, will you? Do that for everybody. Thanks.
He wants you to rank the governor's candidates.
Boy,
I know.
Talk about a hard task.
Right?
I mean,
How about this? Zero.
Which one failed more than the other, less than the others?
Right?
I mean, look, here is what I will say, and this is totally on a protest because of the way she was treated. If the election were held today, if I had to vote today, I would vote for Rittenhour just on protest, just of how bad the others have been and the fact they kicked her off the debate stage. But that's not necessarily because she's wowed me with her policy proposals or plans. I do think she probably has the most direct plans of anyone. I wanted to like Curtis, but his campaign has been so underwhelming. And somebody said this about Curtis the other day, and it's really true. Curtis is an A-plus on a lot of the social stuff. I mean, like, you look at his social proposals, and that's in his wheelhouse. But a big part of being good at politics or being a good campaigner is, and it's much like radio in the sense of, you know, I'd love to just talk about the Masters and, you know, pro wrestling and whatever else each day. You can't do that, right? You got to get outside of your comfort zone. You got to talk about things people want to hear about. And Curtis, his comfort zone is definitely not on the economic side of things. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that's the number one issue facing state of Indiana right now is the property taxes. He has no plan for that. He sat in here and said he wants to study it. That means you're looking at 2 years minimum before you'd even get a plan. So you can't be on board with that. I mean, you've got Chambers, who gave Holcomb an A at the debate. He has been Holcomb's right-hand man with the IEDC. So if you like what's going on with the Republican Party and the big taxes and the big government and $500 million every 2 years go into the largest, wealthiest corporations in the world while you can't afford your house or gas, then I guess vote for Chambers. You've got Crouch, sort of the same thing. She hasn't even tried to distance herself from Holcomb. I mean, we have not heard her really. I mean, she came on here and kind of, pushed back against him, but not really.
Kind of. I think that was only after you said, really?
Well, she did say that was what it was interesting about Crouch was she said the government's too big, too inefficient, and taxed too high. Mm-hmm. But then when you were like, you are the government, mm-hmm. Well, then she didn't really want any part or whole. You've supported the guy who is the government. So how do you, how could, if in any sort of good faith, vote for her? I mean,
it's kind of like they did that. Well, you are the they.
Right. And then you've got Braun, who his, the Braun one is the one that amazes me more than anybody else, because Braun has somehow managed to make himself largely immune from his own voting record, which blows my mind. Like, people do, and I think I told you, I had a long conversation on social media with somebody the other day who professes to be super conservative, and I believe they are, but, like, when he's voting for Braun, and they do not care what his voting record is, and you bring this up to them, and you're, but he voted for this, don't care, but I voted for this, don't care. If you are not, if you are, it's like being with someone who, if you are with someone who is a serial cheater, and then you get in a relationship with that person, you do not have the right to be outraged if that person cheats on you like they did everyone else.
You knew what you were getting into.
And with Mike Braun, Mike Braun's entire voting record as both a state rep and a U.S. senator is for bigger, more expensive government. He voted for 40-plus tax increases in 2017, including the largest tax increase in the history of the state. He doubled down on it at the most recent debate, which means he's proud of it, and he doesn't even know what he voted on because he didn't appear to know that it goes up every single year. If you want that as your government, that is Mike Braun. I don't know what else, but yet he appears, and he's totally a career politician. That's the other thing about Braun, is he has managed to stick himself with this outsider thing, and it's like, you were on school board, you were a state rep, you're a U.S. senator, now you want to be a governor. Mm-hmm. How is that an outsider?
That's not an outsider. I noticed something interesting over the weekend. Yesterday, I was out in Hendricks County, went to, I think it's called McCord State Park.
Yeah.
And I saw a lot of Mike Braun big signs when I was out. Yeah,
look, it appears Braun, unless something dramatically changes in the final couple weeks, whether he wins by 10 points or 5 points or 20 points, mm-hmm. is going to be the Republican nominee for governor. And if Mike Braun is the Republican nominee for governor, then you better be prepared for business as usual. Casey, can you tell me, you watch this very closely like I do, mm-hmm. can you tell me one concrete proposal that, we know Mike Braun supports the gas tax going mm-hmm. up. We know mm-hmm. that. He has mm-hmm. said that he supported that. Even though he doesn't know what he voted on, he says he supports that. Can you tell me one concrete policy that Mike Braun has that is going to reduce taxes or the size of government in the state of Indiana?
Gosh, no, I just keep thinking of all the attack ads I see against him.
It's unbelievable. And people are going to vote for that. And then people are going to be outraged when property taxes don't get fixed. And this is where it's very frustrating for me, because all we can do is give people the information. That's all we can do. We can give you the information, and what you do with that information is 100% up to you. And if you choose to ignore the information that we give you and then vote for the guy who did all these things, you don't get the right to be angry. It's like Todd Young. We had this same conversation with people about Todd Young 2 years ago, and now people are outraged at Todd Young. Mike Braun is a tax inspector. So, Dan, I realize I didn't even really answer that guy's question.
So back to the ranking?
I guess it's Rittenhour by default, but by protest. Okay. Does that help? I don't know.
All right, let's move on to another phone call, and this one is about the Masters.
Rob, I got a bone to pick with you, the South Side Tom, and you know how I think the world of you, and I kind of get the feeling it's mutual, and thank you very much. I'm watching right now the Masters. Normally, I wouldn't watch this thing, but we have the joy of the big screen television, and your talk this week's got me hooked on it. The grass needs to be cut, I got chores to be done, and I am totally transfixed by, at this moment, about 4:45 mm-hmm. in Sunday afternoon, there's this tie going on. Mm-hmm. So I just want to tell you, thank you for giving me another bad habit. It's bad enough I just went through all the basketball and I'm an auto racing junkie, mm-hmm. and now you got me hooked on something else.
You know, my dad and I were talking about this yesterday, and I think one of the things that's so special about the Masters is, so like it was Vern Lundquist's final Masters. Mm-hmm. He had done 40. He had done some of the most famous calls in the history of golf. And, you know, they did, the Masters did this great tribute to Vern Lundquist before the event started. And it like got me emotional watching it. And one of the great things about the Masters is, now they've changed the course a little bit over time. They've lengthened it because the players are better, et cetera. But you see shots hit that I recognize that I've been watching guys hit these shots for 30 years now, and I'm watching guys hit shots that my dad, when he was a young man, watched guys hit in the 1970s. And now I can mark time based on that I have my own child, where my dad was watching guys hit shots when he was 40 years old, mm-hmm. right? And I was sitting there with him watching it. And it's just this, there's no other event in golf, or really sport period,
where you mark time and you understand every shot that's hit because something great or something monumental or something important has happened on that hole, and you know it immediately when you get there. It's just the best.
We do have more phone calls we're going to get to next hour, but you had mentioned Vern Lundquist and Tiger Woods paying respects to him.
That was awesome.
Yeah, well, here is this moment where you've got Vern talking about Tiger and then Tiger talking about Vern.
So many memorable occasions here. Most noticeably, this guy named Tiger in 2005. He is to be reactive. You can't anticipate. You've got to react as the fan would react. That's the genesis of what I said at Tiger's Chip Shop.
In your life, have you seen anything like that?
I think people at home are saying, I've never seen that in my life. But I'd never seen it.
I've heard that call a couple times. That's what I grew up watching, listening to Vern. He has just an amazing ability to narrate in a way that is poetic. He just draws the audience in.
Have they announced who will be replacing him?
No, I don't think so. And here's what I'd say about Vern Lundquist. So Vern Lundquist was on Tiger's Chip In at 16 in 2005, which everybody remembers that. It's where he hits the chip and it goes sideways and comes down and then it literally stops on the hole. I don't know what Nike paid. I don't know what Nike paid to have that happen, but that Nike logo is there. And then it, of course, drops in and he goes on to win the tournament. But he also called in 1986 the very famous, I mean, Jack Nicklaus was this old kind of forgotten golfer, and he has this incredible charge at 46 years old over the final five or six holes to win the Masters. And the most famous shot that lives on from that was he makes this putt at 17, which is this incredibly hard putt, and it's Vern Lundquist going, maybe, yes, sir. Uh-huh. And here we are almost 40 years later, and that is still
right.
And Vern Lundquist had both of these calls. And then people also forget that Vern Lundquist had the call when Christian Laettner hit the shot against Kentucky in 1992, the famous half court ball thrown the length of the floor and he catches at the free throw. That was Vern. What a life that guy has lived. And it was so cool to see Tiger and him embrace.
Yeah.
And now I love that it's now a meme because it looks like the tree is shaking hands
right.
with Tiger Woods.
Give each other the respect that they...
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah, what a week, Casey. Yeah. What a week.